East Coast Breakfast.
So now, joining us on the line is the winner of a million and change, Leon. Good morning, Leon.
Morning.
You sound much better. How are you, Leon?
No, you can imagine, quite good, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Leon, everyone wants to know, have you quit your job yet? Have you, bought the yacht?
Yeah, no, so none of the above. still working, but loving life.
So, Leon, when we spoke to you on Friday, you hadn't opened your phone yet. So what has the response been from your friends and family?
Yeah. No, so it's been overwhelming. A lot of messages of, congratulations. Oh. And, it's been absolutely totally overwhelming.
So, Leon, congratulations for winning a million. But your wife has also won the million. The family has won the million. And we have Leon's wife with us this morning, Candace. Good morning, Candace.
Good morning.
Candace, you sound like a millionaire. Listen to you.
Yes,
you sound great.
It feels fantastic. we're super happy and feel beyond blessed. We're so happy.
Yeah. What was the first thing you did when you heard Leon has won a million on Friday?
Shane, me and my son were listening to the radio, and my son started crying.
Oh.
I think he didn't really understand, he was crying, and I said, "But your daddy won! Your daddy won!" And he said, "Now he's crying because he's so happy."
Oh,
yeah, and I was just like screaming, "Yay!" I couldn't believe it. We never thought something like that could ever happen to us. So
beautiful.
It was very, very exciting.
So, Candace, Leon told us you should pick the holiday. Have you decided where you guys are jetting off to next?
We're still thinking about it, but we're definitely going to go on a family holiday sometime this year.
Mm.
But it's still up for debate where to. But we're definitely going to spoil ourselves with a nice holiday.
Leon from Pretoria was announced as the winner of the million and change. But of course, the million rand is really just a part of this, because he also won 125,000 rand to donate to any charity of his choice. Leon, on Friday, you weren't sure who you were going to choose. How did you decide who you're going to give it to, and who are you going to give it to?
It was, super difficult. Obviously so many charities, and you sort of wish you can give to so many of them, but there was one that kind of stood out to me, speaking to a colleague. And if you hear the stories of what these people do, and also how they almost had to close their door because of funding and things like that, there was one that 100% stood out to me. And it's so cool to be able to bless them with the money.
And who is your charity?
It's Epworth Children's Village. They're in Germiston, a children's home. Some of the stories of those kids, it's the type of stuff put on your back, and they're just doing an amazing job of helping these kids, putting them through school and things like that. So, it's Epworth Children's Village.
These are children that have come from less than desirable homes and have some very, very sad story backgrounds. Is that the children's home you're talking about?
That's it, yeah. So, it's also essentially, the court basically decides that they have to take these kids away from their parents. So you can imagine, what backgrounds they have. If the court has to decide on behalf of them. So, they're such a deserving organization for the money.
That's amazing. So 125,000 rand coming to Epworth Children's Village, thanks to you, Leon.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.